Okay, the next one is slightly more substantial. It's item 11, which is the council response to the Department for Infrastructure consultation on secondary legislation for the Reservoirs Act. And I can ask Anne to take us through this.
Okay, just briefly, this details the background to the Reservoirs Act when it was introduced in 2015, and also the relevant planning policy that's set in the context of the legislation being appropriately commenced, which it hasn't to date. So it includes the draft response to the various questions posed by the consultation for members' review and approval. I'm also keen to point out that this is a consultation on the proposed legislative orders and regulations and not the planning policy that we must currently assess proposals against. And therefore, the recommendation is for noting the report and approving the proposed response.
Okay. Does any member wish to propose? Councillor Smith.
Yes, Chair, I'll propose the recommended response. I think it does cover all the angles and appropriately point at certain stages.
Okay, Councillor McLean.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, just one further question, or perhaps a minor request. The response does point out the time that's elapsed to date. I'm wondering whether, without descending into hectoring, we might also ask that this is resolved as soon as possible, given the time that has elapsed and given the serious implications on some on a major development within our borough. Thank you.
Okay, good proposal and seconder. I'm just going to maybe make a comment at this stage in relation to this, and I think it's highlighted. And Councillor McLean made a reference around one application. This has huge potentials for many number of applications, in particularly in Bangor. Whilst this is not directly related to any application, this is, but it has significant repercussions for planning applications in this borough. It is staggering, frankly, that DFI are consulting on implementing a piece of legislation that was passed in 2015, and they're only consulting in part of it, which is quite staggering. And not only is that, is they still haven't worked out huge elements of it in terms. There's not an agreed industry methodology on assessing the probability of an uncontrolled release of water from a reservoir. That's utterly fundamental in relation to this. There doesn't seem to be any process in relation to that in order to help us determine our determinations as well when it comes to planning decisions as well. And in relation to the scale of it as well, they've obviously made a determination that in England they only count reservoirs that are 2.5 times the size of the ones that are proposed in this legislation for Northern Ireland. So I find it staggering how in England the same reservoir is seen as completely fine and not relevant to be looked at, whilst in Northern Ireland it is. Throughout our entire time at this committee, we've discussed real concerns with how DFI are managing a whole range of things, particularly in relation to legislation regarding planning and the adoption of local development plans, but also this, which isn't actually directly related to planning, but has implications for it in terms of this Reservoirs Act. This needs to be passed, and it needs to be passed as soon as possible. And I do think the responses that are outlined are well thought out, detailed. And we should be making it clear that as a council, this needs to be resolved as soon as possible, because we are dealing with the consequences of failure of policy by a stormwind department. I'll open the floor to any other member if they wish to make a comment on this. No? Okay. We have a proposer and a seconder. Can I take it that we're all agreed? Agreed. Okay, that is carried. Then we move on to item number 12.